I speak for the one who is silent.
The World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to. This is the instance.
Everyone, and welcome to The Instance. It is Friday, December 4th, and you're listening to episode 623 of The Instance. We're here to talk about World of Warcraft, which happens to be in the throes of its second week of MMO happiness and expansion time. And we're playing the hell out of it, and as a result, we have stuff to say and things to talk about. I hope you're all enjoying your time in the game, wherever it is, whatever stage you're at. Some of you are already pushing alts through. Some of you or like me, taking your sweet time, smelling the roses. In Ardenweald, literally smelling the roses, because I love that place and I am in no hurry. Taking my
time. I believe
time.
In Ardenweald, the roses smell you.
Yeah, but, that's true.
But you know what? It's close enough. We'll let it go.
Yeah, that's part of the deal when you go to a covenant like the Ardenweald. Everything smells everything. But yeah, we're going to talk about all that and what we've been doing since last we spoke. I think it's pretty safe to say we're digging this expansion. You think that's a safe thing to say at the top of the show before we get into the nitty-gritty? We're loving it, right? We're loving it. It's great.
I'm over the moon.
Yeah, I kind of am too.
I'm really happy so far.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to keep a balance between sun and moon, but that's another part of my Ardenweald experience, I'll have to tell you.
Oh, well, yeah, you're doing druid things.
I'm doing all kinds of druid shit, and I can't freaking believe it. So stick around, hang in there. Let's do these side quests first. All right, so we're 2 weeks into this expansion. You know, you're wondering what you should be doing today. Some of you, like I said, have rushed through things, and you're just sort of, all right, I'm at the end game. What does it involve for me? Is it Torghast? Is it Mythic Plus? Is it, what am I doing? Am I waiting for raids coming in January? Yeah, you are doing all those things, I suppose. But our pals over at MMO Champion have some great suggestions for those who maybe are not taking their sweet time, like me. I'm not ready for any of this stuff yet, because I'm telling you, dude,
I am.
I know you are. This is perfect for
I'm
Garrett.
Ready for all of it. Bring it on.
Garrett hit 60 right after the show last week. I'm close. I'm like 58 or something, but I'm still in Ardenweald. I did this thing where I screwed up early on. We've talked about this a little bit, but I'll just mention it again. Now that the game clearly defines and lays out what are campaign quests with the little icon unit, you don't have to really do any of the side stuff to stay kind of level parity with the expansion and all the way to 60. Early on, though, I did my same old thing I've done since 2004, which is clear the zone of quests. Everyone has a question or an exclamation point on your head. I'm coming after you, because whatever you got to get done, I'm doing it before I leave. Even if you're green or white at this point, I'm doing it. And we've moved well beyond that. In fact, this expansion is specifically pretty great for not doing side quests if you don't want to do them. But early on in the game, through all of Bastion and a decent part of Maldraxxus, I did side quests and then finally stopped doing that. Not because I didn't like them, but because I realized I was going to hit 60 like before I leave Ardenweald, and that's stupid. So
yep. Quit. No need to. Just take those shield icons and go.
Right. And so I quit doing that. And as a result, I'm still in Ardenweald, but not quite 60. Probably might hit it before I leave. I don't know. But I'm still committed to journey through the four covenants entirely. You know, I just want to see it all. I want to see the story through. And I don't want to just see that part of stuff on alts and that sort of thing. So I'm not going to stop at 60. And also, I think there's certain things I can't stop at 60 for. Like, for me to continue past in this campaign, which they are calling, what are they calling it? It is called the Covenant Campaign. I need to see those storylines through, and I want to. So
yeah, you're not, you need to finish the main line, like, cause that leads into you choosing your covenant. So like right. Where it ends in Revendreth, you have to finish it, even if you hit 60 or not.
Yeah. You got to do it, which I'm totally down
to get
with.
To a major chunk of the end game.
Yeah. Like I said, it's not a problem for me at all. I'm totally into it and I'm loving everything I'm playing. So this is not an issue. And I've already said on the show before, like with new characters leveling up to 50, I wish they gave you an option just to keep going in whatever campaign, whatever day, time walking campaign you chose, so that you could just I mean, this is pre-expansion, so I don't know if it's the same.
I was about to say, you do have that choice in Shadowlands.
Now you have it. Yeah, you just go
to Shadowlands. Chromie kicking your butt out, like, you're done! Get your ass out of here!
Yeah, it's a little bit funny how that works. But I really taking my time and enjoying it, and part of it is my schedule is crap right now, but part of it is I'm having my special WoW time, and when it happens, it's like I get to carve a couple hours out, and I just get to sink into it and freaking enjoy it. So that's how I'm playing. But a lot of you are sitting around going, man, what's going on? Here's what you can do. Complete both wings of Torghast, available this week for a max of 610 Soul Ash. You're going to want that stuff, Legendary Hunters and otherwise. They noted that if you already unlocked Layer 3 in the wing last week, you only need to do Layer 3 run in each wing this week for the max amount of Soul Ash. Okay? So for players that are like, I don't want to do all that over again, well, you kind of don't have to. You just have to do
that third. Yeah, I did that for regular Torghast, so I did a Layer 3. And so I'm good, but I haven't done that in Mortregar, which is like the harder one to do.
And have you, I forget who you maining, you're maining. Is it your paladin?
Warrior.
Or warrior. Warrior. Oh, I didn't know that.
I changed mains, Scott, but unlike you, I figured it out before the expansion dropped.
Oh yeah. I screwed up and did it during, man. I went and my GURP only policy fell apart. And I've talked about this last week, but yeah, like I had played a bunch of content before I went back and started over, and you were smart enough not to do that. That's interesting. Did we get into why you chose Warrior over Paladin? What's the deal?
Well, I knew I was going to start Alliance this expansion, and I really just didn't want to be a human. So I started playing around with everything Night Elves can be, because that's my go-to when I play Alliance side, is being a Night Elf.
Yeah.
And I played a ton of stuff, man. I dusted my Death Knight back off, which was my main at the beginning of Legion, until they made Breath of Syndragosa the only way to play Frost again.
Yeah.
I dust off a ton of things. So I was trying all kinds of different classes, trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And I was just like, I just want to be able to tank.
Yeah.
And I still don't love the way Death Knights tank. So that just, it wasn't working for me. Mm-hmm. Didn't want to be a human as much as I love Paladins. And as much as the new human customization options are fantastic, I still just don't want to be a human. And I dust off an old warrior. That's the tune I learned to tank on in Burning Crusade.
Oh my gosh. That's pretty fun to go back to that.
Yeah. Used to PvP with it a lot too, back in like Lich King. That was kind of my PvP main.
Sure.
And just fell in love, man. I forgot how much fun warriors are. They've got like the mobility is like crazy awesome. Not quite as awesome as Demon Hunters, but I like the rotation a lot more than Demon Hunters. And both Fury and Protection, which are the two that I'm swapping between.
Sure. I think I'm going to, as far as those go, I'm taking a Demon Warrior, and it's my second, I think, this time around. I don't know what GURP's going to do this expansion. I really don't.
You say Demon Warrior? Demon Hunter?
Demon Hunter's what I meant. Did I say Demon Warrior?
Ah, there you go.
Yeah,
I
meant Demon Hunter. I really like my
Demon Hunter in BFA.
Yeah, he was great. I loved him in there, and that's probably going to be the next thing I go to. But it's weird playing a Druid for the first time. I don't really know. I haven't tried the healing or the tank spec at all. I know I don't like Feral. And come at me, everybody. I know Feral lovers out there exist, but it's just not my jam. It's just too repetitive. But I really like balance. And so I've been playing balance, not in chicken mode, because F the chicken. I have the glyph that makes me just look like sparkly troll man. And I'm really loving that character. I'm having a blast with it. And speaking of mobility and survivability and, you know, being able to heal in the middle of a real gnarly fight and that sort of stuff, is pretty great. I think I finally understand why everyone loves their druid so much. But I haven't tried tanking at all, so I have zero idea how that's going to go for me. I'm sure it'll be fine. I'll pick it up like I did Demon Hunter. But that's the other reason that we talked about this last week a little bit with Patrick, but I want to be able to queue fast this time around for stuff. I don't want to wait around like a freaking sourpuss DPS. And I know there's tons of us out there that all wish that we could queue faster as DPS, but I'm afraid the only way we can help that is just become a healer or become a tank, at least for part of how we play the game. So that.
Yeah, my tank queues right now are instant, like absolutely insta-pop. If I want to go run a dungeon,
especially
I do not have to wait.
Yeah, which is good because that probably means the wait time for the DPS is less than it would be normally too. I mean, the demand's high right now, so you're going to get in quick.
I could not tell you. Every dungeon I've run, I've been protection.
Yeah. Or I'm not sure.
Either, and just I'm having a really good time with
but
it.
But I will say, I should say this for later in the show, but there's something very special about Druids and Ardenweald as his own. Tonally, there's just a real...
Let's table cool. that because I got a lot of Ardenweald thoughts too.
Yeah, a lot to say about that. All right, keep moving here. Yeah. We got some other stuff. You can get an extra 100 soul ash from a new quest offered by Bolvar this week to collect 10 souls within Torghast. So a little sub quest inside Torghast.
Will get you some additional. I just turned it in yesterday.
Oh, nice job. Well done. How's he doing? He's kind of a sourpuss right now.
I would imagine his knees are a little stiff. The guy's been standing nonstop in front of a table for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think he's fine.
Yeah, because he was sitting on his ass before this. Pretty sedentary lifestyle.
To hang out with his daughter. Yeah. You know, there's some family reunion going on.
Yeah, speaking of which.
It could be worse.
Really like that voice actress. I don't know who that is, but I love it. There's been a couple of voice actors that have popped up in this game that I have fallen for head over heels in terms of just love their affectation. Those weird tree ant things in Ardenweald that are just kind of walking around going,
awesome.
The grove breeds or whatever. Those things.
Again, strikes me as, I know I was defending Moonkin to you last week saying it kind of looks very Jim Henson to me, but those things also look very Jim Henson to me, but more like Dark Crystal Jim Henson than Muppets Jim Henson.
Yeah, for sure. It's, there is a real, I hadn't even thought about that, but there's a real Henson Workshop vibe in a lot of this stuff. In a lot of the game in general, but
I mean, going all the way back to BC with the bird folk who are just straight up lifted from Dark Crystal.
Oh yeah, for sure. The Skeksis.
So. Skeksis. Thank you.
Bastards.
Thank you. There you go.
They're such bastards. I hate them.
World of Warcraft is not afraid to wear its influences on its sleeve.
Nope. It's happy to wear them on their chest half the time. But anyway, so there's that. It's also time to craft your first legendary this week. So, okay. So you have a total of 1520 soul ash between last week and this week, if you've been doing it. So you should have it.
This is what I'm behind on.
Oh, all right. Well, get your ass in gear. Gosh, dang it.
You mean get my ash in gear?
Get your ash to Mars. With a small amount of extra, if you manage to get some from your adventure table mission. So there's that. So there's the soul ash that comes through that. Anyway, they went on to talk about Renown weekly quests. If you completed the initial campaign to unlock your Covenant Sanctum and completed the weekly Renown quest, Replenish the Reservoir, then you've reached Renown rank 3 with your Covenant last week. Did you do that?
I did not, but I seem to have been able to catch up this week with no problem.
Yeah.
Because I'm now sitting at, I actually don't know where it caps out now, but I'm sitting at Renown 5, I believe. Now.
Oh, all right. That's pretty good. Also,
last week, I think I ended at 2. I don't think I had gotten up to the point because I capped on Friday, so I had a short amount of time to mess with endgame.
They were serious about catch-up mechanics. A little too serious. Anyway, this week you can reach Renown rank 6. That means you have to complete both the Replenish the Reservoir to collect 1,000 anima and return lost souls to rescue 5 lost souls from the Maw. And they need it bad, so go help them out. This will get you to rank 5 and unlock the next chapter of your Covenant campaign, which will in turn will give you another Renown rank when you complete it. Now, for those who are not this far, what we are seeing as a similar pattern slash template to the way BFA dealt with the war campaign, that is definitely happening here. As you rank up, you're opening new chunks of that story, new cinematics, new pivotal moments, new little quests you got to go run with familiar characters, that kind of stuff. I just think that's an interesting thing that I would argue it worked fine. It's gating, and people don't like gating, but this particular story gating doesn't bother me. You have to kind of work for it to get it, and I think that stuff's working fine.
It works really well in the confines too of like most of the main characters being like stuck in the Maw and in Torghast, and like the threat level seems high enough that we wouldn't just be busting through into it on, you know, day 2,
right? That would feel weird.
I think there's a really good balance of narrative, you know, set dressing to blend with the actual game mechanics with this expansion.
Yep, I tend to agree. Let's see. This week you can... I already read that. All right, here we go. Covenant Campaign Chapter 3 will also start, assuming you've reached your Renown rank of 5 or more. Completing this chapter will give you the Renown rank and cosmetic reward associated with that. Do we know what that is?
Just before the show, I think I wrapped this up and didn't even realize that I was on it because I was in catch up mode. So I didn't even realize what was new this week, but I just did a bit and I got my chest piece for my Covenant's armor set.
Okay. Yeah. I'm pretty excited about the fact that they have sets now and they're not always sets to deal with like bonuses and stuff. Sometimes it's just, here's a costume.
There are, you know, bonuses on this armor set, right. But
I'm just all for more cosmetics, like freaking transmog stuff. I'm just all in on that.
Yeah. I was just like, I knew I was behind. So I was just like, I'm just going to go until I run out of things to do. And I didn't spend a lot of time like researching, like what I was catching up on from last week and what's new for this week. But apparently, Chatroom can confirming it. Yeah. Apparently, I guess I literally minutes ago just wrapped up describing here.
All right. Nice. Minutes ago, I was just escorting an egg from one town to another. That egg's important. I understand.
Taking some cool stuff's going to happen with that egg.
That quest is called.
We're not talking about my favorite character from Arrested Development.
Oh, all right, fine. The quest, by the way, moving the egg from one town to the other is called "This Is the Way," which I think is just great because it's like a little pod with like a baby Yoda in it, kind of idea.
But this is the egg, Scott.
This is the egg. Anyway, more Blizzard wearing their influences on their sleeve, I guess. What else? Let's see. Oh. Covenant Campaign Chapter 3 also... Oh, we did that. Let's see. Oh, you also unlock your second Soulbind by completing this chapter. So Soulbind number 2 you'll get this week if you're caught up. Ouroboros Weekly Quests will also be there for sure, so you want to check that stuff out. Dungeon Weekly Quests for Anima as well as the PvP Weekly. In particular, the dungeons are Sanguine Halls and Plaguefall. Those are the two. And PvP, you'll get 1,500 honor in Epic Battlegrounds. As rewards this week. And of course the Mythic Dungeon World Tour. And with reset, all Mythic Dungeons will be completed again this week for a chance at under 184 item level gear. So those people are stoked.
I need to start doing Mythics.
I will be when
That's
I get there.
That's what I need to start doing.
Did you, I did some Mythics in BFA, but I didn't really, I don't know. I don't love the affix idea is okay. Like
it depends on the affix.
One of my favorite moments in all of World of Warcraft was Mimiron and his button. Do you remember that big ass button in the middle of running Old War? And it was literally a hard button. So in the world, physically in the world, big red button. And if you push that button as agreed upon by your team, it meant a harder fight and better rewards.
Whoa, oh wait, I was supposed to agree. The team was supposed to be on the same page. No wonder I got kicked from so many raids.
That's partly why that's a problem. Is that not sometimes people would push it and nobody knew who did it. But I loved it as a concept because that's more fun to me than just going back in and basically flipping switches before you get in there. I like the idea that it's there and you choose while you're there. I don't know why. I just like that. I'm a fan of that. And I wish it was more like that.
Old War is considered by many to be the best raid ever. And a big reason because of that was how unique all of the hard modes were.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, you're trying to compare like Mythic runs to it. I just want to make it clear. You're comparing Mythic runs to one of the most beloved pieces of raid content in Warcraft history.
And functionally we're I'm definitely apples and oranges here. I understand that. It's not the same. But I guess I just want to put it out there into the ether that we liked that Blizzard, and I would not complain if you brought that mechanic back in future raids or other stuff. Like
the endless grindability of Mythics though lends itself, I think, to the affix system.
I guess that's what I'm saying is the mechanics
changes up your runs from week to week.
Yeah, the mechanics work fine for what they're doing, but it did remind me of that, and I really would like it if it doesn't have to be a big red button, something that obvious. I mean, that was fun because we were in kind of a mechanical fight with Mimiron and all that business. But how about going there and I don't know, we've decided to open the coffin before the fight. Okay. That's more fun as a concept than did you turn on heroic before we entered? Like that's boring. You know, like everything just behaves. I understand it takes more work and there's a lot more to it. And so they're probably not going to do it. But I just wanted to throw my hat in the ring and say that was red.
But also, it doesn't affect just bosses. It's like a dungeon wide. Like it's more Diablo like in its way.
That's true.
Diablo has affixes.
That's true.
I don't know. I mean, it's fine. There's some affixes that I'm not a big fan of and there's some that I like. But overall, I dig it. I didn't chase it. I wasn't hardcore end game playing BFA, though. Kind of out the gate. I was just like, oh, Azerite armor is kind of weird. I don't like this grind. And
yeah,
I played BFA pretty casually.
Yeah, so. I did too. I mean, I played it really hard on the top end and then petered out pretty
hard. Oh, yeah. We actually raided together for the first time ever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. How are you going to get that done in a normal day? I don't know. We should do that again. But anyway.
We should, except I'm Alliance and you're Horde.
Yeah. What's with your stupid Alliance bastards once again screwing me over in this 15
year? Oh, let me tell you, man. If you're like an Ardenweald, it feels even better as an Alliance, especially a Night Elf.
I bet it does. Yeah. This whole place
looks
like
you feel very bought in. Let me just say it that way. But
yeah, this place is like. the carpet that matched the drapes, if you know what I'm saying, for the, for those guys.
Anyways, continuing with side quests, our longest side quest segment in the history of the show.
Yep.
Did you guys see the World of Warcraft Sound the Horde ad campaign?
I did.
If you did, you'll probably recognize a bunch of celebrities in this thing, including Christian Nairn and Isaac Wright, aka Hodor and Bran. As well as Ronda Rousey, Jimmy O. Yang, Pierre Gasly, and Daniel Mark Pudi, not sure if I pronounced that correctly, but of Community fame, to name a few.
Yeah, he's Abed.
Just Abed. He'll always be Abed to me.
Yep, he's great. We haven't seen this for a while. This is like the hot new, say, hey, Warcraft's back, everyone. We're going to spend real money on a national ad campaign and like make
it
a big deal.
It has been a long time since we've had an ad campaign like this.
Yeah, it's surprising. How do you remember? Well, I remember. In fact, it's almost like I can go back now in time and play a memory. Are you ready for this? Listen to this.
I remember.
Here it is.
Hello, I'm William Shatner, and I'm a shaman. I'm a conduit of the ancient forces of nature. You're no doubt wondering, hey, Shatner, how do I hurl bolts of lightning? Simple. Get World of Warcraft, dog. You can be anyone you want. I'm William Shatner, and I'm a shaman. What's your game?
World of Warcraft, the number one online game.
That's my least favorite part of that is that guy. World of Warcraft. I'm doing a 90s freaking radio guy voice. Krusty and Sega. Sega at the end.
And yet it wasn't 90s, but it should just end at available at Babbage's now.
It's good stuff, though. I'm happy to see this. It is some of the same faces they use a lot lately for promo stuff. It's not.
Yeah, I mean, the difference, though, is like those old ones, I don't think those people actually played the game, but this one they do. At least I know Christian Nairn's
he's a huge fan. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know about Bran or not, but he may not. We've had Christian on the show before. We should try to do that again. But
where's Superman? How have we not gotten Superman to be in the damn WoW ad yet?
Too much money.
Where's The Witcher? Where's Geralt of Rivia?
Big money. That's where he is. He's in Big Money Town. The rest of these guys took on the cheap.
He has a non-compete in his Witcher contract. You are not allowed to appear in World of Warcraft commercials. We don't give a damn how much of this game you play. You're not allowed to do it.
Yeah, it makes me wonder. But it's this idea that everyone's guild is getting back together and, you know, supposedly Bran and Hodor are in the same guild, which I doubt that's
true. I want one of those horns, man. Yeah. That's how I want you to summon me for the instance from now on.
I'll do it. Let's get one. What if we get our hands on those? That would be awesome, dude. Oh, my gosh. How do we get a horn? You know what we do? We get our friend, like, Bill Duran to freaking make
us
a horn. Yeah.
Bill.
Make us a damn horn, dude. Anyway, well done, Blizzard, I guess. It's fun to see mainstreamy WoW stuff, I guess. I like to see it anyway.
It feels like the old times.
It really does. Unlike the old times. Well, actually, this is a lot like the old times. You want to know what your gear scores mean in this game now? Well, I found a great little breakdown that I thought would be worth sharing. If you're gearing up in Shadowlands by the numbers, here's how it works now. There'll be more, obviously, later as the game progresses. But this is what is available right this second, okay? You're going to get 158 level gear out of normal dungeons, out of heroics, 171, and out of mythics, 184. Covenant campaign set based on the renown rank, 155. World quest, 145 plus. Those will likely scale like they've always done in the past.
They do. They do scale.
Okay. I would assume so. Crafted gear, 151 to 164. PvP honor, 158 to 171. And faction gear or vendors, when you reach honored to exalted with those various vendors, 164 to 200. Available this week, rank one legendary. That you can now make, which you talked about earlier. You need 1250 Soul Ash as a reminder, 190. So currently the highest, well, I shouldn't say the highest, the faction stuff's a little higher, but the highest that you're going to be able to do as an individual, like right this second, without reaching honored or exalted with one of these vendors is 190 gear.
Yeah, I don't, it's not I don't think it's not possible to be exalted with anyone yet.
No, I don't think so. I say that, but there's somebody who has, right? Somebody somewhere.
Is there somewhere? I don't know.
There's got to be.
There's probably some weird grindy thing you can do. I don't know. That is not me. That is not the type of player that I am.
I am so far from that type of player.
I'm not like, let me grind the crap out of this freaking reputation. No, thank you.
It's no, no thanks.
Yeah. And yeah, so the legendary being a 190 is noteworthy and nice and high, but you can also only have one equipped on top of the fact that you've it's only realistic to have been able to even craft one by now.
That's right. Now things go up considerably from season one onward. Okay. So
makes sense.
Yeah, of course. 210 per rank two legendaries, rank three will give you 225, rank four legendary at 235. Netheria opens LFR at 187, 194 for the last two bosses. Castle Netheria at 200, Castle Netheria heroic, or I should say normal, 200, 213 for heroic and for mythic, 226, 233 for the last two bosses. PvP honor upgrade, 177 to 197. So PvP folks, that should be exciting. 190 plus for PvP conquest, world bosses at 207, and mythic plus end chests for 187 to 210. And then the Great Vault, 200 to 226. So set your eyes on the prize. We're all looking for the numbers to go up. That's what we do. That's why we play. Go up, numbers, all of them. Just start
going
up.
The point of the game.
The point of all games, you could argue. Yeah. Is get the numbers up.
If you're fresh 60, and this is my advice to you, Scott, once you hit 60, if you're looking to get gear, heroic dungeons, just chain run them. They're your like best reward for the time it will take to invest.
My bear is just ready.
load up on 171 gear, because I had a bunch of 130 gear when I hit 60.
I will be a voodoo bear before you can blink an eye. Looking forward to it. Actually, or maybe I'll heal or tank? What would you say? You're a tank guy, but. Well, I mean,
I am a tank guy, and bear is somewhat analogous to warrior, as I remember, but it's been a really long time.
Oh, yeah. Bear's definitely tank. Yeah.
I mean, you can be a tree and heal, man. I know how much you love not being an owl. So, be a tree.
Well, there's still a glyph where I don't have to be that stupid tree.
You have to glyph it. I think they made it so you're not a tree anymore. And you have to glyph if you want to be a tree.
If I want to be a tree, I have to glyph. Okay. I don't want to be a tree. Yeah. That freaking bullshit.
When I first started playing with Katie back in the day, she was a druid and she was all about that moonkin life and that tree life, and she was really mad when they made it not tree mandatory. By default. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
May have been what kind of killed WoW for her, because she didn't play much after that.
Oh wow, that's hilarious. I mean, I gotta admit though, balanced druid is so my jam. It's partly because I love mages, but mages are squishy and they take forever to queue. So I get my mage fix, kind of my magic fix. And casting fix and all of that. But then I also can freaking heal myself and I can pop a freaking, what do you call it? I almost said goat. What was Bullwinkle? What are they called? Moose.
A moose?
I can turn into a moose and get the hell out of Dodge faster than anybody.
What was Bullwinkle? I love that you couldn't think of the name Moose, but Bullwinkle was the first thing that came to mind. Yes.
This is how my brain works.
Could you show your age more right now,
my
Scott?
My brains suck, man. I got
Bullwinkle is easier to pull from the depths of your mind than Moose.
That's how it always is. I can always think of a character or some obscure reference before I'll think of a name of a person. Always. It's like, hey, that guy that played, who's that guy that played Booger in freaking Revenge of the Nerds? And then that's how I'll get there. I start there and then I work my way in. Anyway. There you have it. Those are your side quests. Now the main. All right. As would be expected, we're going to just sort of talk about what we've been doing in the game and how things have been going. I've said a lot already, but playing as a druid in Ardenweald is really something special. It's pretty rad. I feel like I'm part of that world in a way that might feel funky with a different kind of character. And Garrett's probably right that a freaking night elf would be the one to have in there, honestly, because it's.
I mean, stuff. You do you, man. Everyone's
different,
one of many races to choose from now.
Yeah, that's true. You probably do pretty good with the what are they called? Suramar ones. What are they called? The Lost.
The Nightborn.
Nightborn. They could go in there and look pretty good, but it's a small aesthetic thing. But I'm just noticing how well I fit in there. And how all the hippie fae people are talking to me like I'm you know, I just belong to their crew. And I think I'm probably going to take that covenant because I like the ability that I forgot the name of it, but I really think it's awesome. It's freaking devastating and amazing, that ability. So I think that's where I'm going to be.
Scott, if you had to hazard a guess which covenant I went with,
I'm going to go with, hold on, your warrior. I'm guessing Maldraxxus.
It was what I wanted to go with.
Okay, hold on then. If it's not them, then it's the Vampire Land.
That was the second one I wanted to go with.
Oh my gosh, you went with Bastion.
No. So when Shadowlands was announced, I was just like, vampires, I'm there. That's my covenant. I don't care. I don't care about min-maxing. I'm going with the vampires.
Yeah.
And I did like the Venthyr.
Mm-hmm.
I did. Questing through, especially in Fury, you get to execute at the beginning of your rotation and again at the end. Okay. So the Venthyr give you as a Fury or a Fury warrior, you get, well, actually as a warrior, just in general, you get your execute is replaced by their version of it, where you can execute at the first 20% of the health and the final 20% of the health. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It really changes up your rotation in a meaningful way. So I had a really good time. However,
yeah,
I've been taking my ass off, man. Like, I'm liking Fury. It's what I'm doing when I'm out in the world soloing.
Yeah.
But if I'm going for gear, I'm playing protection. I'm tanking. I'm protecting my fellow Alliance folk.
Right.
And I'm having a really good time with it. Nice. And as much as I really liked Maldraxxus, and I think it was my favorite zone overall, and how it is definitely my favorite armor set of all the Covenants.
Yeah.
Their abilities are
They're bad.
They're terrible. Yeah. I have no fun with them at all. I was talking to Taliesin this week about it. I literally couldn't remember what the other ability was even called or what it did, because I never used it. I never used either of the abilities when I was out in Maldraxxus. And I know the PvP players are going to be like, Fleshcraft is amazing. It's not my side of the game. The PvP is the thing I'm least interested in, one up from pet battles in World of Warcraft. So I went with the Night Fae.
Oh, look at you.
I really like their abilities.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, I'm surprised how much I like hanging out in the gorgeous forest as like my base of operations. It is just a lovely place to be.
I think that's great. I didn't realize, I was sure you went Necro Lord just because all the tanky types just seem like that should be where you'd go, and the abilities would complement it.
It's the cosmetics that I want the most, for sure. But I did not enjoy the gameplay.
Yeah, let's see. Where's the... I'm trying to find the one for your character. Well, for the druid, it is Adaptive Swarm. I forget what that is. Anyway.
I get a...
I'm not there yet, so I haven't had to make the choice, the hard choice yet. But I think I'm going... I think I'm going Night Fae too, because come on. Come on now. I can't... I mean, like, if this is going to be the vibe, I'll do something else with a different character, but... This guy's getting it. He's staying. He's putting leaves in his hair and going full hippie. That's what we're doing. We got to protect those eggs, man. We got tree shit to worry about. So that's what I'm doing. I loved. Let's stop on Maldraxxus for a second. I went into this expansion thinking, oh, great. There's their freaking undead looking gnarly wasteland thing. And it's going to be really stereotypic for that, and it's just going to be the wastes all over again and blah blah blah. Like, I kind of wasn't Maldraxxus wasn't exactly doing it for me pre-expansion.
Yeah,
I got in there though.
I thought it was going to be one note, man.
Oh man, I loved it. I loved that story in there. I loved everything about my time in Maldraxxus. I thought that was awesome, and it was metal as F, and I wanted to play, like, I wanted to turn on like Five Finger Death Punch while I was running through there. I just loved it.
All the choices of all
it was
the choices.
So good.
That's the one you went with.
But the only,
I would go with like Led Zeppelin, you know.
Okay. Hold on. Let me think. Who do I want? What music do I want?
You do you, man. I'm not going to shame you.
I like Five Finger Death Punch. They're all right.
I find them repulsive. That's fair.
They're very angry.
You do you.
They're pretty pissed.
You do you.
But sometimes they're pissed in a way that I'm into. That's what I'm saying.
Like I said, man, you do you, and I'm sure plenty of listeners like them. To me, it's like an Affliction t-shirt became sentient.
Oh, that's pretty harsh, but.
It's, you know.
Like you said, you do you. All right, but here's the thing. Here's my only complaint about that zone, and I shared this with John, or he shared it with me, and I agreed with him on Core this week. The big hang-up I have with that zone and that crux of the story was that sword really in the end meant nothing. You never got to use it. This rune sword was so important for the story. You kept whipping it out and holding it up to the light and letting the door open up and all the bullshit that happened around that sword. And you never got to do shit with the sword. And it annoyed me to no end that I never got to do anything with that sword. And I know you're not going to give it to a druid and go, all right, wield the sword and fight the thing. And but not even warriors or sword wielders got to do anything with that sword. It was like pure set dressing and nothing else. And that annoyed me. At least let me put it on my back or have it float around like a dancing sword in D&D and just let it do something while we're fighting or something. Something. That annoyed me. So there's that.
What else? I thought it was a little lame too. I was kind of like, if nothing else, like, I don't know, like skin over one of my weapons to beat the rune sword as I'm running around the zone or something. Like it was a little strange, but the story they told was great. It had a really good arc. Probably like my biggest critique so far of the whole leveling experience is that Bastion just farts off. It's like, here's Uther, and he's gone. Yeah. Was it important? Nobody knows.
He looked pretty. He looked pretty dark. He's the dark shade of dark, and he's floating around.
And I guess they pick those threads up if you go with the Bastion Covenant or whatever. But like, there's a certain character in an Ardenweald, that gets picked up in the Covenant story as well. But I think it has a much more serious beginning, middle, and end just in the normal quest, whereas Bastion is just like, there's Uther and he's gone, moving on, we don't have time for this.
When he showed up, I just went, whoa, hold on.
I honestly feel like the middle zones, Maldraxxus and Ardenweald, have really good self-contained stories just in the quest line. Like you can do just the quest line and you kind of feel like you hit an end chapter and you can move on. Bastion and Revendreth both seem to just like tee ups for other things.
Yeah.
And don't really have an end.
Sure. I get to see that. Okay. Well, okay. So I just thought of a good scenario, metaphor for what it's like to see Uther in that context. Because when you see him, it's really just like a drive by. So it does remind me, it'd be like you've gone to, I don't know, let's say I go to California and I'm just there on vacation and I know none of my friends are going to be there, but then suddenly I see a car full of Frog Pants people drive by on their highway and go me 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 and just like honk at me as they drive. That's what that was like. I was like, no, wait a minute. I need to know why you're here. I need to know we're supposed to talk. You don't just have Uther fly over and just go away.
Like this afterlives was so good, and like we get almost no interaction with Uther or Devos.
Yeah, that was weird. I mean, I know they're saving it, right? I get it. They got stuff to tell, and I'm fine with that. But
Maldraxxus and Ardenweald do a much better job of kind of sharing their big players and lore with everyone, and it kind of feels like Bastion and Revendreth might be holding it behind the Covenant doors.
Yeah, definitely feels like that. And also, this is something I just keep hearing because I'm not there yet. Doesn't surprise me, but I keep hearing Torghast is really under-tuned for mages and rogues in particular. That they are just getting.
I'm having a hard time in Fury, and I mentioned that on Twitter, and everyone was like, "Go tank! What are you doing?" So I'm going to just start prodding through Torghast, but
it'll take you a little longer, but not too much. That'll be all right.
Yeah, I could not do the third level last week. I got through the second one on my second attempt. I died in my first attempt. I got better abilities in my second run through, and it feels like Fury Warrior is very anima ability dependent.
Yeah. But also the whole point of that mode is, hey, what if we did some weird affixes as you went through and they were kind of random, and this is going to play out a little like a roguelike, and you're going to get to the end and maybe you'll be better off because you made the right choices.
Agree with that.
And, you know.
But I think the runs take too long for that to be a fun experience.
That's the other thing I keep hearing is maybe they need to tune it to be a quicker experience. I mean,
it's a little long in my opinion, because I want it to be what you just described. I want it to be like, ah, shit, I died, let's go right back in. But now I feel like, ah, I just died and I just wasted like 30 minutes of my life.
Yeah.
And have nothing to show for it. That's how it currently feels to me.
Sure.
So I think they need to address that.
They'll tweak it and tune it. I'm not too worried. There was just a patch push that does, there are some changes coming to that experience, and I'm sure that'll keep up. So I'm very excited to get there though, and actually do that stuff. So very excited.
Yeah. Overall, I'm really happy. Anything I'm mentioning here that is a gripe, it's pretty minor in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, you wrote here, travel is a butt. Tell me more.
Travel is a butt, man. Yeah. Traveling in Shadowlands is my single biggest issue.
Do you mean like just getting back to Ouroboros if your thing's on cooldown?
I was done the second time. I had to fly from one zone to the other. I was like, do I really need to go through Ouroboros and then go back out to some freaking portal?
Like, it happened to Maldraxxus. The part of Maldraxxus' story was get to Ouroboros, talk to whoever, I don't remember, Bolvar or whatever, and you go out there and you do your thing, and then you got to go right back. I'm like, well, that was just the long way around, baby. Like,
yes. And the flight paths in the zones within themselves are really spread out.
Yeah, very far apart. They're not giant zones or anything. The zones aren't huge, so it's not like they're not the biggest zones, but it's
very vertical though.
Yeah,
Revendreth is particularly rough.
It reminds me of that thing.
But there's so much of Revendreth where it's just like, oh, did you miss the elevator? Okay, sorry, you're gonna be here a while. you're gonna be here for a little bit, and it's just this like thing. Like I'm enjoying everything so much that the little things are really sticking out to me. It's like staring at, like, oh my God, look at this beautiful Lamborghini. And the first thing I'm going to notice is the tiny little stone chip on the bumper. So I'm like, oh, damn it.
It's probably,
it was so perfect.
It's probably them just sort of padding it, you know, just keeping it as part of the whole timing business. But I do have a trick I want to share with everybody that I hope you all do. If you're trying to get to the Maw, the quickest way there is to physically get up on the upper ring of transference in Ouroboros. It's up on top. It's where all the portals are, or not portals, but the flight paths to the different zones are.
The upper ring, yeah.
Yep. And in the upper ring, in the center, is this big tube, this big swirling vortex that takes you to the Maw. Here's what you do. You get on your big yak that you bought in Pandaria, and you got the two Grummels on the back. And you know how you're a friend of the Grummels. Well, I'm not so sure that's true anymore. Because if you ride that thing and jump into the Maw hole, technically, you're taking two Grummels to their ultimate doom in the Maw. They're never getting out again. They're going to live in the Maw. They're going to be there forever. So this is just my little lore that I've added to the game this week.
Just, you're such a Maw hole,
just
Scott.
Take your little friend of the Grummel guys and drive that thing straight down the butthole, and they are Maw people from then on. And they can be down there trying to give people good deals all they want, but they're not coming back up.
The instance 623. Straight down the butthole.
I love doing that, though. Anyway.
Yeah, I think you might be an enemy of the Grummels, Scott.
I might be an enemy. You're an enemy of the Grummels, they'll say next time I talk to them. Now, that would be funny.
I want the next time you summon your yak, the Grummels will just come off and kick you in the nuts.
If Blizzard really wanted to make me laugh, they should give some new lines to those guys once you've taken them to the Maw. And then have them go, please don't take us there again. You're an enemy of the Grummels, or something like that. Would be.
Was amazing. It something we said?
Yeah. What do we do? Were our deals not good enough? Yeah. Anyway, it's fantastic. Highly recommend doing that. And yeah, it's I'm loving it. I'm really having a good time. And I'm loving this. I've given up. I have no FOMO this time around. It ruined me last time.
Complete and total FOMO. What is wrong with you?
I don't have any. I'm just wrong because I've had to force myself not to have FOMO. I don't want to put myself through that again. I want to enjoy this thing. I want to not feel like I'm behind people, even if I am. I just want to enjoy it and have a good time and get there when I get there. And that's what I want. And it's not like an easy thing to do. I do have to kind of like, you know, focus and say, all right, look, it's not a big deal. You know, in 2 months, no one's going to care where you're at because we'll all be there. But just play it like I want to play it. There's no rule that says you have to be the first. I don't want to play that game. I want to play. I did that last time with BFA. I rushed that first character, and then I rushed the second one, and then I did 3 and 4, and then I on a fever made one I never did anything with. I'm still now he's full level, but he's still sitting there. He's probably not going to get run through this time either. So I don't want to do that this time. I mean, I want to fire all my guns at the beginning. I want
to
wait.
I think that's certainly a healthier way to live.
That wasn't supposed to.
But that's I think that's why I think it's why the travel being a pain in the ass is sticking out to me, because I actually want to do everything. BFA was like, just like, don't love this. I don't care if I miss some stuff. I can't stand islands. I'm just going to skip it. Who cares? Whatever. I guess I'm behind in Azerite.
Sure.
So I made peace with that. But I'm actually enjoying everything, and I do want to be ready for anything at any point.
Yeah.
And it's giving me some mad FOMO, man. And I think that's why the travel is really sticking out to me, because I'm like, there's just so much to do every day, and it takes me forever to get anywhere and do it.
Well, chat reminds us that flying is slated for 9.1, so that is a difference in the way these games usually go.
Yeah, and I believe they announced it was tied to Renown, which is a pretty big difference too. Which
I'm into that.
Did they announce what level you need to be at? Did they announce? If they did, I missed it. What level you need to be at? So
Renown, it's like what Renown level or rank in the thing? I don't know.
Yeah, well, like without knowing what rank it's at and how long it's going to take me to get to that rank, you know, it's hard for me to know if it is truly better than all of the reputation grinding that came with Pathfinder.
Yeah. But, also, I want to know: am I flying? Once I'm in Erebos, it's got limited mount space anyway. So there's parts of it where you'll just dismount on your ground mount for no reason.
And then all of the interior bits. I mean, the place where you need to talk to quest mobs is where they dismount.
Oh, that's true.
The inner ring on the lower floor, you're allowed to mount. And if you use any of the outside exits, it won't dismount you. And so that makes sense. So you'll be able to fly in and out and also probably physically be able to fly yourself up to the upper level rather than having to always use the portal.
But can I fly from, can I take off from the edge of Erebos and get to Bastion?
Just that's straight. What I'm not sure about. Yeah. I'm assuming yes. I wonder if when you touch the portal, if it kind of puts you into an autopilot mode or does that transition animation.
Maybe.
That's how I would have. That's how I hope it works.
Yeah. But then I can fly it at will wherever I want to go. Yeah. Getting flying earlier and having those portals.
But the zones are in like a circle, right? Can we just get portals that go from one zone to the next? Do we need to friggin' go through our bows every time? I understand the lore ramifications, but can we just streamline this a little bit more, please?
That is the one interesting thing about this. These are all separate land masses, and that's unusual. It's basically islands, and that's
not since Cataclysm.
Yeah. Right. Cataclysm was like that.
It wasn't technically islands, but yeah, none of the zones ran into one another.
Right. So that's interesting. Yeah, I don't know how they fix that or how they change any of that, unless there's some massive story thing toward the end where that entire place becomes one big solo after death place and they just combine all their plans and it's just one guy with wings in charge of everything and they're just like, we are now a unified heavenly place and you can't do shit. You don't worry about the other three, that we're all one now. That'd be cool, wouldn't it? The game's never done that. That'd be some phasing.
I don't think they're going to do that, Scott.
But
I think it's a pretty big, it's like, it's very much on purpose. Like, I get it. And it's a big part of the lore. It's like, Erebos is the heart of all of this.
Yeah. I love those guys up there. They're my favorite.
Yeah.
So far, they're my favorite characters. Those observer guys or whatever they're called. They're just so cool. Gosh, dang it. Just like, we see for those who cannot see. Meep, 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 mortal. Meep, meep, meep. They're just great. I did a terrible impression of them just now, but they're great. Trust me. Trust me, everybody. All right, now it's time for this. All right, let's have a little fun. Play some rapid fire questions based on the hunter ability and our ability to ask questions to each other. I'm going to start and ask Garrett some questions that were submitted by you. If you'd like questions to go to him, you can go to theinstance.net/questions and you can submit them. And I'll get them. He has a different way of doing it. He'll tell you about that in a minute. All right, here we go. First question. Benjamin on Blade's Edge says, do you think it's... Wait, was that word? Okay. You spelled it wrong. Do you think it's inappropriate for World of Warcraft NPCs to refer to player characters as Mall Walker in a time when mall walking is discouraged? Interesting. What do you say to that?
No, I choose to accept it as a badge of honor.
Okay, nice. That's the correct answer. Palgria on Earthen Ring says, if every zone in Shadowlands was a cereal, what would they be?
Every zone in Shadowlands is a cereal?
Yep, I love this question.
Oh, let me pull up a map real quick so I don't forget anybody. Let's see. Maldraxxus would definitely be Captain Crunch because the roof of your mouth will never be the same again.
Oh, that's a good
after visiting Maldraxxus. Bastion would be Kix because it's all the same flavor and kind of disappointing.
Oh, ooh, all right. That's
Ardenweald would be Honey Nut Clusters because it's good for you and heart healthy.
Okay. I like
and it. Also all the squirrel ghosts are going to help you get those clusters.
Sure.
And then there's Revendreth, which, you know, I feel like you look at Revendreth and you go, It's got to be Count Chocula, right? But you would be wrong. Mm. You'd be wrong. Mm. This is just a little too on the nose. It's the kind of thing, you know, it's just gonna take a lot from you if you eat too much of it. And that's why it's definitely Lucky Charms.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like Grape Nuts or Fiber One or something weird like that.
No, just like it will sap the soul from you if you eat too much of it.
All right, the judges will take it. Next question. This is also from Benjamin on Blade's Edge. He says, did Blizzard name the Ardenweald fairies after European mythological fairies or insult drill sergeants? Sorry, or on insults drill sergeants hurl at new recruits?
I did see the dearly departed Lee Army on the credits of this. So I think it's the latter.
That's a deep cut. Good job. They do all have pretty dumb names. Like,
wait till you get to Revendreth, dude. Oh my God. The names of the little servant dudes in Revendreth.
Yeah.
The absolute best.
That's
the
great.
Absolute best.
I look forward to it. Right now, it's things like Moonberry, come over here and help me save this egg, Moonberry. All right.
You useless Moonberry, line up and give me 20.
Yeah, see, it works both ways. Dan Halen wrote in from Airy Peak. I love that name. Enough about Green Day and Newfound Glory. What are some lesser-known punk era or ska bands you enjoy? He gives some. He says Mixplix or MXPX. Sorry, Slick Shoes and Fishbone are his picks. What would you?
Hell yeah, hell yeah! I can get down with Slick Shoes and MXPX.
Yeah.
More recent, big fan of Beach Slang and Masked Intruder.
Mm.
You should go give them a listen. Masked Intruder is a themed band. They all wear ski masks, and every album are pop punk songs from the perspective of your stalker hiding in the bushes outside your window. Whoa. It's hilarious.
Whoa.
Beach Slang is just legitimately amazing. And you should listen to that. And then kind of back from when I was growing up, I think The Starting Line and Motion City Soundtrack are two of the most underappreciated bands of my generation.
Wow. So, all right.
You should go, these are good, you should go give them a listen.
We got a really good recommendation list there. Next, the last question. Doomslayer on Nessingwary NA says, what would a new Undercity look like and where would it be?
What would a new Undercity look like and where would it be? It would have to be there. I never thought about the possibility of relocating.
Well, I mean, the place is a giant plague hole butthole in the new timeline. So what do you do? Because you can go back in time, which is how they've solved the problem for now. But
I guess the lore is that like the Blight also kills the dead. But like, I never think you're already dead.
Well, I think the idea is the Blight is so bad that anyone else can't come there anymore.
Even the dead can't
Yeah, it's like a Taco Bell where there's been like a death. You just can't go back to the Taco Bell.
Yeah, because the first time we ever see it, they were launching it at the damn Lich King. That's how caustic it is. They thought it was going to work for that.
Right.
So I don't know about relocation, but like I just imagine a cleaned up Undercity that like looks a little more inviting, because the whole kind of shift now is that we've got Arthas's sister.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and he's a lot more kind of in touch with the human side of undeath.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the whole point of the, what was the, got it sitting right
Janice
over here,
Minifil is her name.
Yeah, the whole point of the Before Minifil. The Storm novel is like humanizing the Forsaken.
Yeah.
And so like, I imagine just an Undercity that looks a lot more like lived in and inviting and warm, in a place you would actually want to be.
Interesting.
There's always been a big critique of mine of Orgrimmar. You go there and it doesn't look like you'd want to be there. And yet the orcs are like, they're very... They'd humanized.
Yeah, no, you're right. I think there's...
I expect more soft textile fabrics and couches and place to rest your butt that isn't metal spikes.
Yeah, we go to freaking Silvermoon for that bullshit.
I'm not saying you need an orgy room, Scott.
Nobody's there. That place is empty. It's a bunch of autonomous brooms moving around. There's nothing else going on.
Oh, there's some people there. You just, you know, you weren't invited.
I wasn't
invited.
Okay.
The Silvermoon orgy, Scott. I'm sorry.
I see. They're behind some blue silk somewhere. Finally, Starhammer on Magtheridon says, what is your favorite way to eat an Oreo? For instance, pun intended, I'd like to dip a double dip the stuffed Oreo for 10 seconds in milk and then eat it then. What's your Oreo method?
If I'm making an event out of it, that is exactly what I like to do.
Okay.
That is exactly it. I like to hold it in about half a cookies into the milk until the hard, dark cookie portion of the cookie is now soft.
Yeah.
I love that. But that's like... I'm going to pamper myself this evening. I'm going to put on a robe, put on one of my favorite movies, and just sit there and dip cookies like an idiot. my regular bit is, you know, I'm a twist and eat. You know, I'll take a half off, eat the cookie, and then eat.
Interesting.
Yeah. You remove one of the pieces of the cookie, you eat that by itself because it's okay, and then you get a much larger frosting the cookie ratio on your second half.
Yeah, that's a good point. For those people out there that lick it, you're wrong. Here's what you should do. Don't lick it. That's disgusting. You take your teeth and you grind it off with your teeth. You pull it off with your teeth, not your tongue. Sitting there licking it for a half an hour to try to get all that frosting down to nothing is gross. Don't freaking do it. Don't.
Also, if you're buying double stuff, which if you're not, what are you doing with your life? That would just take too long.
Oh, double stuff's too much, man.
Oh, what? No, get out of here. Out of here.
Too much.
Double stuff or I don't want it.
Double stuff or death. Okay. Sounds like a great sex move. Anyway, hey,
that's
there
my
you
punk band is double stuff or death.
There you go. There's the other punk band we're going to recommend. Nice job. All right. Do you have any questions for me, sir?
Yeah. Skull Knight writes in and says, how sick is Kim of you after 6 days in the woods?
She wasn't sick of me at all. The truth was, we both needed some time, and it worked. It went great. Everyone's happy. Everyone's good.
Ah, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
We like each other.
Core Girl the Shaman wants to know, what is the worst and best smelling zone in World of Warcraft?
Worst smelling zone. I have a new one for that. I'm going to give it to Maldraxxus, but it's a specific point of it. That one called, it's like open wound or leaky wound or something. What's the name of that?
I would have gone with the plague area with all the mushrooms and the slime folk.
That one's pretty bad too. But there's this.
I bet that's real stinky.
There's this boily, nasty looking thing in Maldraxxus, and it's just a part of the zone, a section of the zone, and it has this name, and it's something wounds, sucking wounds, or it's something like that, and it looks like a stink fest. So I'm gonna go with that now. Best smelling, probably. Probably Silver Moon. I think Silver Moon probably is a very cinnamony, sort of nice, crisp smell to everything. I think it's fine.
Mm. Yeah. See, I get a bit of a Lysol feeling from Silver Moon. I think it's a little overly clean. It's like a hotel that's trying a little too hard to cover some stuff up.
Oh, don't take a black light to Silver Moon. That's what I'm saying. That might be today's title.
A little overcompensation. It's like, I wasn't worried about this being dirty, but now that I smell it.
Yep. Yep.
I'm a little concerned. What happened here?
There you go.
HTS Jake wants to know, is pineapple acceptable on pizza?
No, it's gross. Do not
put fruit. Oh, thank God, we can still be friends.
Don't put fruit on your damn pizza. Now, you may say, well, what about tomatoes? And tomatoes are different. They live in a weird category that's sort of got a foot in both places. I know they're technically a fruit, but they're a savory fruit, and that's how it should be. Pineapple and sweet things should not be on your damn pizza. That's weird. Stop it, knock it off, never give me one.
That's the fact that I still need to remind myself that tomato was a fruit, having learned it when I was sub 10 years old, is all you need to know about how close tomato is to actually being a vegetable.
Nobody know. Everyone, you can say, oh yeah, technically a fruit. Well, who came up with that idea? Some scientist somewhere. Oh, it's got these properties and it does this and that's more like fruit. Okay, great. I'm fine with its final destination of fruit in the science books. But as an edible piece of food, nobody goes to their fridge and goes, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to grab this tomato and eat it right out of the fridge with my hand and raw like you do an apple. Nobody does that. And nobody puts apples on their pizza, so quit putting pineapple there.
I can't do hot pineapple. I love pineapple, but I like it cold out of the fridge. I don't like hot pineapple.
I don't either. I like grilled pineapple. I'll give it that. Have you ever had that? That's very
still
good.
Still can't do it.
Oh, that's
still can't do it.
So good.
Oh. Like cold. Cold, juicy pineapple.
Benjamin says, don't kink shame in the chat. Okay, we won't kink shame. It's fine.
All right,
you guys do be you.
Kevin Netton writes in and says, if Hallmark made a Christmas movie featuring Tom Hardy and Charlize Theron, how quickly would you nuke the popcorn?
Oh, man. I mean, I'll admit it. I would watch the hell out of that. That'd be great.
I would only watch it if Tom Hardy talked in almost exclusively grunts like he does in Fury Road.
In Fury Road, yeah, he could do that.
Charlize Theron can be charming and like play up the Hallmark movie stereotype, but I want Tom Hardy to be just as dull as he is in Fury Road.
Yeah, I'm down with that. I'm down with them actually just like just however they want to play it, I would watch it. That's how much I like both of those people. I'd be into it.
I like Charlize Theron enough that I didn't even mind A Million Ways to Die in the West.
No, she makes everything better. She improves the content when she's in.
That's how palatable Charlize Theron makes movies.
Yeah, I agree.
Boiki asks, worst possible Shadowlands story ending.
Oh, where's the end of this whole thing?
What's the worst way Shadowlands could end?
Boy, I sure hope this isn't it, but here goes. Sylvanas screws up at the last minute, gets the jailer killed, but as a result, there has to be a jailer, kind of Lich King style, and she gets shackled and becomes the unwitting new jailer and is stuck there, and she has to be in charge of hell after her plan fails, whatever her plan ends up being. That would be really dumb. I wouldn't be into that. I'm sure there's other dumber things. I mean, we could go really crazy and say, at the very end, a Muppet pops out and says, who's your mother? You know, it could be ridiculous. But I think if I'm trying to look at it somewhat realistically, I would really hate it if her fate was, oh, you're the new jailer, see ya. That would annoy me.
The correct answer was Mike Tyson comes out and performs One Night in Bangkok.
See, that's what I mean. We want to go that way. We can. We can totally go crazy, but... if we're going to stay in the thing, the chat room says Hogger's behind it all. That's pretty bad. That'd be bad, too. That'd be real bad.
And it ends with an advertisement for Heroes of the Storm.
There you go.
All right. Final question. Yeah. Sketch Song asks, what is your favorite WoW podcast?
Okay, this is going to sound stupid and cocky, but it's this, because I don't listen to other WoW podcasts. And the reason I don't is because back in 06 rather, when I started this thing, there were like three, and they were all kind of hard to listen to, and that's why I started the show in the first place. So I've never since then listened to a single other one that I was on, that's been on, except one that I guested on here and there, and would listen to that while I'm there, but I don't listen to any WoW shows. I listen to this one. I make this one, and I listen to it occasionally.
I don't listen to any other podcasts for games that I cover either, really.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
From time to time, I'll check in.
That's a thing, right?
See what my friends are doing.
That's a thing, though. That's like a... like, I've heard more ITN since Core shifted away from Heroes than I did when we were doing it. Because you're so overwhelmed with doing it that listening to more of it is more overwhelming. And so I feel that way about a lot of stuff. I don't listen to other morning shows anymore because of TMS. But.
I think that's the reason you probably hear me and Patrick mention Weekly Reset so much, is because it being a different medium is what makes it like palatable to us, because it's not a podcast. It's something we watch on YouTube.
Right. I agree with that.
Even though I think Weekly Reset is my favorite WoW podcast, they're doing a podcast. They're doing a World of Warcraft news show. It's just on YouTube.
It's just on YouTube. Call what you want. But, it's kind of in the same vein. Yeah. It's a weird thing. I think a lot of podcasters would tell you the same thing. I know tech podcasters, for example, that don't listen to a lot of other tech shows, if any. I try, actually, the time, so what time I have for listening, I listen to stuff that I'm not making and things that and then if I end up making something like what I'm listening to, or if I'm like, oh, I could try something in that genre or whatever, that might be the last time I listen to it, because I'll be so busy trying to make it myself. So it's a weird, it's a weird thing. I can't really explain it, but it is definitely a thing.
Also, try not to let it influence my thoughts. It's another big reason.
Well, there you go. Well done, everybody. Thanks for all your questions. These are great. We'll do these each and every week if you guys are willing to play with us and have some fun with us. Now this.
Mr. Johnson, I have questions.
I just informed him today that I used that link or that clip, and he had no idea that we were doing that for our mail, and he thought that was funny.
Nice. Well, TAC is a new intro for the last, like, I think 20 episodes or so. I got Ben Brode to do it for us.
Oh, very nice. His answer to that, when I told him and I sent him the file, was a giant capital HA! And then 4 exclamation points, which tells me there's a bunch of side quests in his zone. All right, I'm putting that down there. All right. Let's get to this email that we received at theinstance@gmail.com. You are encouraged to write that email down or remember it, commit it to memory, whatever you got to do, and send us your emails. We love reading them on the show. This is from Paul Miller, a.k.a. Demonias. He's a human warlock on Erathor. He says this. Hey, Scott and Garrett, just listening to your latest episode and heard you lament about the demise of the Twitch add-ons manager. Faced the exact same crisis myself, and a little research took me to an app called Azure, A-J-O-U-R. He says it's super clean in a fast way and faster than Twitch ever was. You might want to give it a try. Even a boomer like me can figure it out. It has to be pretty low on the complexity scale, says Paul. Well, Paul, first of all, you sound awesome, and I would never use the derogatory boomer term toward you. Secondly, I've never heard of it, and I'm going to give it a shot because I don't really feel like going to the one that bought it from Curse or whatever they did. I don't want that. I don't know why. I feel angry that they throw it around like it's nothing and they don't care about it. Now Twitch is like, meh, we don't need this, and we'll just throw it over to somebody else. That annoys me.
It's years. It's literal years in between it happening.
I know, but it still annoys me. Something about it annoys me. I like commitment, and they're not showing me any, so I'm going to go to this Azure thing. Oh, here it is, getazure.com. Real nice website. I'm using this. Look at this. This looks great. I'm doing this. Perfect recommendation. Mac, Windows, Linux, available for everything. What else are you going to do? I'm doing it.
It's like, Scott, I can't stand it when podcasts just add new hosts willy-nilly. It's ridiculous. It's absurd, and I won't stand for it.
No commitment.
It's almost like this game has been around for a decade and a half, and but I'm things change.
I guess what I also like is this thing appears to be very simple. Like, there's nothing... There's none of the weird tie-ins like, oh, you need to, if you want to download more than one, you'll need to subscribe to it, and or you need to have the Twitch app to use it now, or I don't have to do any of that now. This is just standalone. Somebody made something rad. It's open source. I respect that. I'm doing this. And people in the chat are like, Overwolf sucks balls, says Lucas Karen. Well, then go check out getazure.com. All right. I don't want to ruffle anyone's feathers. If anyone's listening from that other thing, whatever. It's fine. Congratulations.
I don't want to ruffle anyone's feathers after saying something specific sucks balls.
Yeah. But I don't want to, I don't want to upset anybody or anything, but it's balls that you suck. All right.
This is a good bit. I want to go on all your podcasts from now on, Scott, and I'm just going to reframe everything you say in a way that is humorous.
I'm down.
That's what I'm going to do.
I'm down. All right. That's your show, everybody. Big thanks for being here, and big thanks for your support over at theinstance.net. If you have not done so before, go check it out and see if it's for you. It's a great way to keep the show afloat and get some cool rewards while you're at it. That's at theinstance.net, where you can also find everything else that we do, including other shows and all that stuff. Garrett also has a bunch of stuff going on with amove.tv. Anything people should keep their eye out for this week?
Oh, yeah, tons, man. Go to amove.tv. New WoW killer is up. Taliesin and I talked for a good 90 minutes about Shadowlands.
Oh, nice.
So, as you might imagine.
Nothing wrong
with
that.
We talked about Shadowlands. Yeah. So you can go find WoW killer wherever you get your podcasts. Also, brand new Into the Nexus, brand new Angry Chicken is out.
Oh, my gosh. Podcasts a galore, everyone. So go get your go get those in your ears and listen to them. And thanks, everybody, for being here live. If you'd like to be here live next time we do a show, pretty easy. You just head on over to frogpants.tv or twitch.tv/frogpants, and you'll find us here live 12:30 Mountain Time on Fridays, just like today. That's going to do it for us. Thank you all for being here. Go check out our other shows. Thanks for your help and support, and we'll see you next time.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes, get more at frogpants.com.